For me personally, I think for all of my career and more recently in the past 5 or 6 years as I've been in consulting, I have always sort of bridged these two worlds of philanthropy and community. I've always seen a very synergistic and necessary relationship between the two. One that wasn't about who has more power, but one that was really about you need each other. The same way that your brain needs your heart needs your brain. Like one can't live without the other. That is the relationship between philanthropy and community. You literally cannot exist without the other. And so thinking about the way that we typically approach the work, typically you have funders who are part of these learning communities, who are part of these collaboratives, and they're talking about the very same issues that organizations are talking about in their community collaboratives, in their coalition meetings, but they're never talking really together, and they're certainly not doing it from a strategic relationship perspective. And so the value add of the collective is really being intentional about de-siloing those two worlds and saying, you both care about Black equity and you need each other to get there. So why not be in the same room, being in strategic relationship together, to move the work forward? And not only that, how about we do it in a way that's very much co-designed, that it's not organizations responding to what funders put out. It's not funders sort of throwing their hands up and saying, whatever you guys want to do, we'll follow. But it's about both working together and being at the table together from the onset to design in a way that creates buy-in amongst these two entities, again, that are so symbiotic that they cannot exist without each other.